When the head of the Iraqi Governing Council took Iraq's seat at the United Nations General Assembly meeting on Tuesday, sitting next to him was Adnan Pachachi, who was a member of that council. Dr. Pachachi was Iraq's foreign minister and ambassador to the United Nations before the coup in 1968 that eventually brought Saddam Hussein to power. Dr. Pachachi joins us from New York City. Thank you very much for being with us, Doctor.
Thank you.
And Dr. Pachachi, what was it like for you to sit behind the emblem that bears your country's name at the United Nations General Assembly this week, more than 30 years after you had left?
It was really an extraordinary feeling that I thought I would not have this chance again. And I felt a feeling of great thankfulness, really, that I have been given this chance.
I want to ask you about a couple of opinions that Ahmed Chalabi expressed this week that caused some interest in the United States. Mr. Chalabi said that he thought that Iraqi should have at least partial control of the security and finance ministries right away. Do you agree with that? Is that feasible?
I don't think we are opposed by anybody in this, that the security should ultimately be the responsibility of Iraqis. But we realize that until the police force is in sufficient numbers and the army has been properly reorganized, we would be unable to take over the whole task entirely ourselves. So we will need some kind of outside help. As far as finances are concerned, well, of course, we realize that if the United States is going to make such a huge contribution for the restoration of Iraq, then we can't expect that this money will be given to us and we will spend it at our discretion exclusively. Obviously, the United States has given money to other countries, and they control and they supervise the expenditures, which is right and proper, of course. But we'll have to cooperate and consult with each other about how the money is going to be spent, on what kind of transparency and accountability should be instituted.
A friend of yours, Akili al-Hashimi, who was a member of the...
Yes, it's a shocking, it's a terrible loss, really. She came with me last July here, and when I addressed the Security Council, she was sitting right there behind me.
And, of course, she died this week.
It's a terrible shock for me, really. And she was extremely capable and vivacious and full of ideas and enthusiasm.
Is her death and attacks on other Iraqi civilians going to make it difficult to enlist talented Iraqis into the reconstruction effort in concert with America?
Well, I mean, we had no illusions about the kind of dangers we are going to be facing, because this is a very dangerous situation, and we are all targeted, of course, but we have come into this with our eyes wide opened.
When you say we all feel like we're targets, do you have bodyguards? Do you travel surrounded? How free are you to walk
well,
out?
Well, yes, there in Baghdad, of course, I have have guards, because you have seen that there have been attacks, and I'm sure others are targeted too. There's no doubt of that.
You're a Sunni Muslim?
Yeah, I was born as such.
Okay. Do you feel that you can represent the views of many Shia who've been kept
but
out of
my
power?
Whole, yes, you see, the thing is, we should not think of Shias and Muslims as though they are political parties. I mean, among the Shias, as well as among the Sunnis, and the Kurds for that matter, and the Christians, you have everything. You have communists, you have socialists, you have capitalists, you have nationalists, you have fundamentalists, you have secularists, you have everything. And so what differentiates between Iraqis, really, is not their religious or sectarian affiliations, but rather their political beliefs and outlook. But I think, really, the majority of Iraqis do not support these religious parties, and I think most of them, in fact, in Iraq have probably a more democratic and secular leanings. Anyway, all this will be shown in the elections in the future.
Dr. Pachachi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The former Iraqi Foreign Minister Adnan Pachachi in New York this week to attend the General Assembly meeting of the United Nations.